foot on the chair. And he pulled out his checkbook. He showed me he'd been up here in Alaska, Fairbank, Alaska, he said, about 2.5 months, I think it was, the closest I can record. And he showed me $6,000 cash. And I got ready to leave, stuck in California, and come make me some money.
Now, do you remember what that man had done to earn his money in Fairbanks?
Well, he worked around the clock, he said. And they'd be driving people, the contractor would be driving up and down the streets trying to get people to work. Wouldn't nobody work? Russian work, the German wouldn't work, nobody wouldn't work, the Eskimo, nobody.
Was it a construction work or mining? Construction?
Construction.
Construction work.
Yeah, that's what he done. Well, most of the time. Then he said, he said, I'll be truthful with you, sir, but Ray explained to me about $2,000 he got. He gambled for that, though. Mm-hmm. But the other he had made cash. I mean, he worked and made that much money cash. And he put it in the bank. And when he came back, he showed it to me. And when I seen that, I already leave there. But yet and still, I didn't have enough money to buy my ticket. I had to borrow money from one of our sisters of our church to come up here. And we got on a two-motor plane. Didn't have no air for years where we went. Just like in the woods, just had to turn the plane around by hand and go straight up to you from knocking the wings off. So that's how we got to Fairbanks. We got to Fairbanks, no airport either, right down here next to, pretty close to, well, right there at the bowling alley.
Right across there. Wheatsfield.
They had just a little small, airport, I call it, but, well, you know. And that's where we lit on at. And the other way, it wasn't an airport. So, and then I come to work, and I found he was I worked around the clock. Minutes out of I could work, I worked.
And was that in construction mostly?
Construction, yeah. Yeah, I should have said that first. I'm a carpenter by trade.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And back in those times, people that were employers were driving the streets looking for people to work.
Right.
So it was easy to get find work.
That's right. Uh-huh. I had to work all I could stand to work, all I could be woke to work.
Uh-huh. But now you didn't bring your wife and daughters up here.